to Saturday AM Live with Vance Roger.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. Nikan in the news. What's newsworthy and what are people talking about at the water fountain or in the break room? And I know that illustration or that concept is kind of a thing of the past because something Julie Tara shared with me a couple months ago, there is a ground surging. There is a kind of a tsunami in the making. 42% of Americans right now, when surveyed post-COVID, and this started during the about 2.5 years ago, we had this massive change in our culture. This morning on NPR, here's just a quick example. Once again, the airline. 400 flights today are being canceled because of employee shortages. I waited for 3 hours several weeks ago in the wonderful city of Salt Lake City, 3 hour delay waiting for our co-pilot because there's a shortage of employees. The phenomenon is called the Great Walkout, or I think that's what it's called, or I could be totally off on it, but basically, it's this. Americans and Canadians, for that matter, those of us in North America, are discovering something that our ancestors back in the turn of the last century, in the turn of the 20th century, early 1900s, that 96% of people worked from home or worked in the or a family business. We became an industrialized nation, and that all changed. And now, we're seeing a surge of people saying, look at, I can do what I was doing from home. So why do I need to commute and waste that time, 30, 40, 60 minutes each way commuting to do something when I can do that from home? We have all the technology. We've converted things to Zoom. We're no longer getting a plan. From the business side of things, that's in the news cycle. And again, that's just one quick example. But the two that I want to focus on, and I'm going to do this really quickly, that seem to be the greatest two reasons why people enter into Nikan either as a customer or a consultant is because, well, and I'll share this a little bit on Master Day, which, by the way, is coming up 2 weeks from today. Please mark your calendar. You don't want to miss this one. This journey that we're on called life, and the two biggest reasons why people discover Nikan or they choose to open the gift of Nikan is because they've got an agonizing pain, if I could use that word, in their back. And they also have an agonizing pain for men in their back, a little bit lower region, in their wallet. For women, it's on the side, in their purse, both physical and financial. Most people, even those folks that I've met who are, trust fund babies, which are not very many, or that are self-made millionaires, or that are born with a silver spoon in their mouths, they will always say, I wish I could figure out a way to, manage my money, or, wish we had a little bit more in that regard. But let me focus on the financial first, and then I'll take the one that I pulled right out of the news cycle a couple days ago, thanks to Jeannie Zeden, who hooked me up with this email, and I would encourage you to take advantage of it too. But let's talk about, and Lyle, I'm going to call on you now to hopefully jump into this conversation. Lyle from Temple, Texas. The rising price or the skyrocketed price of fuel. It's affected everybody. And if you don't have a car and you ride the bus or you commute via some other transportation, it will. It's unbelievable. And the big majority of the fault is because of a psychotic leader in the country of Russia, which has greatly impacted it. However, it was already starting down this road before that. What's a simple way to say, Nikan has an app for that? Not really, but they don't have a gas app, but Nikan has a solution for that. Well, what do you mean? How does Nikan bring down the price of fuel? Well, they don't. However, I've got a receipt right here in front of me that we fueled up the rig a couple days ago to come on the journey that we're on right now. And $61 for 12 gallons of fuel. $5.09 price at the pump at our one of the Costcos that we swung into. Well, how do we bring that price down? Well, we really can't, but what if all of that could be a tax deduction because of the mileage? And I don't know what the current rate is. That's why we have a CPA, and we'll let him trigger that out. But our mileage to get from point A to point B, because our intent to come on this trip is not only to get away for a couple of days, but meeting like I did yesterday morning and then again last night with one of our consultants. And then while we're here where we're at, people we're with, we're talking about Nikan. We're talking about wellness. But again, the intent as a business owner, as a consultant, has to be to talk about Nikan. So, Lyle, I'm going to put you on the spot right quick. I'm hoping you'll jump into that. You as a business owner, as a longtime consultant, Nikan in the news, when you talk about this, everybody's talking about it. They're not talking about this outrageous or outlandish price of fuel. They're asleep in some cave. What's your thoughts on that, Lyle? And I'm just going to call on you.
Yeah. Well, Vance, you know, we got involved with this company probably close to 15 years ago now. And, you know, we looked at it. Okay, yeah, we had some great products to help some with some health issues that we've had and have worked real well. But we looked at it as a, you know, as a business opportunity to where there were, as you mentioned, some great tax benefits to having a home-based business. And so besides the tax benefits, which I'll get into in a minute, is, you know, the freedom that you have. You don't have to ask your boss for the weekend off or put in for vacation and possibly get it denied and be restricted on the time that you can take on that vacation. Okay, you get a week. So you got a day of travel if you go by air. You got a day of travel coming back. So really, you only have 5 days of vacation. So in this case, we were able to take off for 3 weeks. And of course, we have a logo on the back of our car window. We call it our mini wellness home because we take our cocoons with us as we sleep in the hotels. Sandy has her neck pillow while we're driving. We have our Kinko seats in the vehicle while we're driving. And then we have, of course, have the old air traveler and the old water traveler. So we have all our technologies with us and, of course, all our nutritionals and insoles and the water bottles. And so as we traveled, of course, we stopped at the hotel and set up our mini our hotel wellness room. And then, you know, as we go around and see people and visit with people, they see our water bottles. And, of course, the question always is, what is that? Well, that opens the door. So as we traveled up north to Maine, every place we stopped, somebody always had a question of what we got or, you know, what we do. And we'd leave our business card with people if we didn't have time to really get their information because, you know, waitresses are very busy and shorthanded. But as we moved up, everything was a tax write-off. Everything that we did was a tax write-off because it was a business slash vacation. We were constantly communicating with people and spreading the word of the Nikan opportunity and the Nikan technologies to the people that we visited with. And we've got several follow-ups that we have to, since we've gotten back, that we've got to work on, that they wanted more information and needed to send them more. And so, yeah, we knew the gas prices were going to be high. It's, you know, it's all over the news. But I looked at it, okay, that's a business investment. How am I going to get to where I need to talk to people to see if they're interested if I don't put gas in the tank? And so when we averaged out and came back, one, we didn't have to worry about being bumped or canceled on our flights. We had much more time to be leisurely traveling, and we were able to take our mini wellness home with us, which is kind of hard to pack on the plane, and the suitcases may not get where you're going, which has been a common theme for most airlines. You get there, but your luggage don't. So the opportunity is much greater to spread the word, traveling at your leisure as a business trip. And so that's what we did all the way up and all the way back, and got a chance to visit with family at the same time. And, come next year when tax time comes, we'll reap even more benefit.
Well, and Lyle, I do hope, I know most of us do, but there are still some who don't quite understand, oh, that seems like a lot of work. No, please. I think if you can hear the message, the heart message that Lyle is sharing, that I can hear the lack of stress in your voice, the sense of security that, we understand that fuel is 2.5 times what it was just several months ago. However, I think you used the word business investment, and
yep,
that you just adapt. And again, the intent is, hey, we know we're going to talk to people, but as a customer, Fernican, you can't do that. But as a consultant, when it comes up, I don't think you sponsored or you have the entire population of Maine, that was the state you mentioned, to follow up with. No, that's not the case. But you know there are people that you get to follow up because it comes up in conversation. It's what we do as human beings when you start a conversation. One that I use all the time when I'm away and I meet people, where's home for you? And that's a great one. But getting back to Nikan in the news, and I want to say thank you to Lyle for being bold and jumping in here. Here's another one, and I won't spend as much time on this one. But this came out of the Truth in Advertising. It's called TINA, and I don't know, truthinadvertising.org. And if you don't receive this email, and I think it comes out every other week, but you can quickly see some top news items. TINA, truthinadvertising.org, is a organization that basically exposes fraud in the advertising world or whatever. And this one grabbed my attention. And the title of this article is Hello Fraud. TINA.org files complaint against meal kit giant. And we've all seen the commercials, if you watch any amount of TV ever, for HelloFresh is the name of the company. And I'm trying to figure out where. It's a German-based company, and it's the largest in the world that sends, basically, you enroll in this program, and you get your meals delivered. You don't have to go to the grocery store. They've made it very, very convenient. And they advertise right up front that you can get 17 free meals at time of registration. Okay? And by the way, it's the leader in the industry that grew nearly 70% during the last 2 years, during the pandemic. And in the company, HelloFresh continues to report record revenue. Here's the problem, folks, and this is a newsworthy item that I immediately thought of Nikan's wellness subscription, because Nikan is not like HelloFresh, all right? But they have one, and I'm scanning it really quickly, two, three, Oh my goodness, it just keep, the article is really, really long. I'm up to five and, oh yeah, five things that they filed a complaint. The biggest one is once you enroll for those 17 free meals, you basically need an act of Congress to cancel your subscription. And you really don't get 17 free meals. Now, here's the rub. We have two people. What, Michelle has moved on to North Carolina, but she's lived with us for about 5 weeks after her house sold faster than she thought it would be. And we said, yeah, you can stay with us. We have an open room. But our friend Janine, same exact scenario. Both of them enrolled in this company's meal program because they thought it would be convenient. They bought into the advertising claims that, you know, that you see it and you're like, oh, that seems like a good thing. And this German-based company is the one leading the charge. And yeah, they're great. It's great food. I've tasted some of them. The problem is, what made the news cycle, is it's not user-friendly. Once you get sucked in, you can't cancel. It is near. I mean, I watched two ladies in our home, and they were just so aggravated. So how does that relate to Nikan? Well, Nikan's wellness subscription program. You don't have to talk to anybody if you don't want to. You can. You can call Nikan Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific time. Once you enroll in it, and now with our new website, we can actually save our information, our credit card information, what we choose to pay for, in the system, and it is secure. That's what's nice. And again, I'm going on three decades. I enrolled in AutoShip back when we called it that in August of 1995. I've never had a fraudulent charge on our credit card. Nikan is really, really secure, and we experienced this last fall when they shut down the website to secure things because there was a breach in security. But I didn't hear anything about anybody having their credit card charged or anything like that. But here's a company that is international, and I'm talking again back to the company HelloFresh that made the news cycle. And do we bring up and throw somebody under the bus or speak evil of something? Well, it's just a point of reference and something I learned from Brody Craning a long time ago when talking to people about especially Nikan's consumable products and or the insoles, the flex, the wraps, all these other items that we can add to our wellness subscription and then take them off, quickly change it, and now it's way easier than it was before with the new website, is being able to say, yeah, and one, you know, a sense of security or peace of mind is, I don't know if you've seen the ads, and I actually say this to people, if you've seen the ads for HelloFresh, but I just recently read an article, and we experienced it in our own home, how difficult it is. Nikan's not like that. Very user-friendly. I change our wellness subscription several times during the month because I'll add something to it. I also help manage my parents' wellness subscription because Dad really doesn't know how to use a computer and Mom has chosen not to. So I manage theirs for them, and I always ask them right before the end of the month because theirs cycles through on the first. Why do we use the wellness subscription? Because as Brody, again, taught me, ask for the better price. There's always a better price. And through that, we get the better price on those products. So, rising cost of fuel in the news cycle and fraudulent companies that have automatic shipment programs, repeat shipment programs, made the news cycle this week. What are some others? And I don't want to go super long here, but I know several of you have this knack for being able to look at the news cycle or what people are talking about and bringing that into introducing people to Nikan. Star 6 on your phone line.
Hey, Vance.
I'm curious.
Ann.
Good morning, Ann. Oh, by the way, Ann, you received a Nikan trivia gift. Did it come in your mail yet?
I did not receive it yet, but I look forward to getting it.
It should arrive today or maybe Tuesday since Monday's a holiday.
Yeah, I live on a dirt road, so I have to go get my mail in town, but that's okay. But I have some interesting I have some interesting I want to share, and I can text you the link so that everyone can benefit from it. You can put it on. But back in August of 2020, there was a release, a press release, about a donation to the U.S. Embassy in Panama of 15 Nikon Kenko air filters. Because during the pandemic, there filters were able to help reduce, and I'm quoting, airborne contaminants, including viruses in the air. Now, this is an article that was on the U.S. Embassy donating COVID-19 prevention equipment to the National Police in Panama. So it was to the U.S. Embassy, and it's quoted the man who was in charge of the administrator, Chief of Mission Tuttle is his name. With these air purifiers, we look to protect lives of the heroes who continue to uphold security in the country during difficult times. So I use this article and send it out. I'm sure some of you on the phone today are aware of it, but if not, it is a great way to promote the air filter. I had several customers that jumped on it at the time. Of course, this is 2 years ago, but hey, you never know what's lurking in the air coming up. So I will send you that link and so that everyone could benefit from using this, just to show that, you know, 15 air filters went down to Panama. Why don't we use them in our own country?
And before we get off the subject of air, everybody knows, again, unless you live in a cave and you're a hermit, it's been going on for, what, I think 7 or 8 weeks now. The state of New Mexico has made the world news cycle because a good portion of the state has been on fire. And you slipped and used the word planned, or I think you said plandemic. This was a planned burn. These are planned fires. That the backburns is what we call them in the fire industry, to a controlled burn, and they simply got out of control. It was no longer controlled. But when you're anywhere near that, and the thing about wildland fires and forest fires, they affect several states around depending on the wind conditions. And isn't it great? Isn't it great having a peace of mind when you have a Nikon air unit like, and what you're talking about, ours, that it just does everything that the manual says it'll do and so much more. And I'm curious because I know how I throw in some of the other fab features, advantages, and benefits, but if somebody were to say to you, because you sent them that news article and you said, hey, would you like to bring the outdoor clean air without the pollen that goes up in the spring and the summer, and here on the West Coast, the pollen count is off the charts, unbelievably high. What else do you say about the other features, advantages, and benefits of the Nikon Air unit that if someone were to run into Home Depot or Lowe's or Walmart or Target or whatever and buy an air unit that makes our product a little bit more unique?
Well, I guess what I would say is that it produces negative ions, which are vitamins of the air, without the harmful effects of ozone as a ozone as a byproduct, which is really unhealthy. So I would say that just makes you feel better. It's like mood enhancing, and it's clean air. It's very quiet. It's portable. I know I move it from one room to another, and it's very sleek, and those are the things that I guess I would mention also.
Yeah, and the fun thing too, and I know other air units have these features, not the negative ions. And I know that in some circles that is a medical term, but yeah, good grief, folks, it's really not. but if somebody has never heard of negative ions, it's not negative. And again, I was blessed. I got to meet the developer years ago of the water filtration system that Coca-Cola water. This is what, oh my goodness, 12, 15 years ago. And he, his name is Carl Palmer, and we had him in Portland, Oregon for an event. And I took him out to our number one tourist attraction, Multnomah Falls. And we stood there looking at the, you know, 700 foot high waterfall. And he says, Vance, can you imagine the negative ions that are being generated there? And that was the first time I'd ever heard that term. And I said, negative, what? That doesn't sound good. Negative is bad, right? And he's like, oh, no, 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 no. And he quickly helped me understand. And you, people in, the folks that we want to attract in NECN, by the way, they're aware of these things. So that's an excellent, excellent example, Anne. Thank you for bringing that up. It sounded like you had another one. Another, yeah, did you have another one that you wanted to throw out there?
Yeah, another item for the, I neglected to say about the HEPA filter, that it makes the room like a clean room in a hospital. And, you know, I've heard Dave Balzer explanation of it too. So that's something people can YouTube search Dave Balzer on the Kenko Air.
Yep. And again, I'm multitasking now today. There are several others that are not speaking up, but they're texting me. Negatively charged ions. Thank you, Gary Akavinko from the other Portland, Maine. And I did finish that statement. And then here's another addition to that news story from Ron and Renee in Michigan. And it was 45 air units, about $35,000 worth is the way they saw the news article. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, Ann, because I missed that one. And we'll make sure it gets posted on SaturdayAMLive.com so you can reference it. You know, Ann, it brings up, and again, you as a an educator, you understand this principle. There's a balance that we don't need to throw out the baby with the bathwater. What I mean by that is we don't need to deviate our whole entire agenda with telling people and building everything around one product, because that's all people will remember NECN as. Instead, as I asked a gentleman who bought the Nature Rest Fit, and I get to follow up with him because it should have arrived 2 days ago or yesterday. NECN, as a research and development company, they have figured out, and they've been studying this since 1975. How do we take the best of what's out in nature, what God put in nature, or what out, is out there in Mother Earth, and bring it into our homes? How do we do it? Well, we don't have to do it. NECN's done it. And they research the best of the best of different products, different technologies, different solutions, and allow us to bring it into our home. I mean, I'm at the Oregon coast right now with my family, and we've been sleeping with the window open so we can hear the waves crashing all night, because my wife, Stacy, said, you know, people pay big money for Bose sound systems or apps that they put on their phones to be able to listen to crashing waves all night. It's very soothing, and it provides white noise. Well, we get the real thing here, and unfortunately we can't bottle this and take it home back to outside of Portland, Oregon. I mean, we could, but this is the real thing. And yesterday we walked on the beach, the real, you know, sand of the Pacific Ocean. And people who are in the know, they want to invest in that. So I want to just throw that out there, not as a caution, and that's too strong of a word, simply as a reminder. Don't let the focus shift from to one solution. Let's look at that's our number one product, is the wellness home. We get people's attention by something they're dealing with or what comes up in conversation, what's in the news. But that's really the main product. Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great if there was a solution for all these different things that we deal with? Sleep, water, air, nutrients, grounding, daytime. Yes, there is a solution. Being able to do that. Anyone else want to chime in? You don't have to be shy like a couple of these people who are texting me. you can actually hit star 6 on your phone. I'm not making fun of you, Gary or Ron. Just pointing out. It's great to hear your voices.
Good morning, Vance. This is Jeannie.
Good morning, Jeannie. Thank you for being brave.
I know. Well, got to have a female voice on here this time. Well, we did have Anne, though. But, thank goodness. But, no, I have just a quick, in regards to the gas prices. I had a customer who lives 45 minutes away from me. She wanted to order the fit, but she has a Cal King bed. And she said, you don't have a Cal King, you have a king. And I said, well, I have a king on my bed. How about if I fold it up and drive it over to you and let's try it on? And so she goes, yeah, but you know, the gas prices and stuff. She said, I could just order one. And then if it doesn't fit, I can return it. And I went, I said, you know what? It's okay. I don't mind driving it over to you. So it was a Sunday afternoon. I had no traffic. I jumped in my car, folded it off my bed, put it in the car, and drove it over to her, and it fit just fine. And by the time I was there 15, 20 minutes, and by the time I had left her house and got to the main road, she texted me, ordered it. So I'm thinking that as a business owner, gas is just part of, you know, driving is part of what we do as a business owner. And in the pitch business, I mean, we're going to be driving up to Oregon next month to do the state fair. And it's like, well, we can't fly and bring all our stuff, so we're going to drive. And it's part of what we do. And it is a write-off. And so I can even remember Ricky saying when I first joined him in the pitch business, I was going, but, you know, here's our food, whatever. He goes, it doesn't matter. You're going to eat anyway. He always would say that. You're going to eat anyway. I'm like, how does that work as a business owner?
It's a mindset, though, isn't it, Jeannie? The mindset.
Yes, it is. It is a mindset. It's kind of part of what we do. And so that's going to fluctuate. It's going to go up and down and up and down and up and down throughout your business career. So there you go. Anyway, that's my contribution.
And Jeannie, as we know, those of us who have been doing this, it does take a little bit more work, but 42% of Americans looking for a way to stay at home, that's another solution. And Dennis Williams brainwashed you and me, or at least I know he brainwashed me, into this understanding. And I use that term lightly. People are like, oh, brainwashing, that's bad. No, it's actually good. Repetition. But the understanding that the Nikan business opportunity really is his favorite product, because he spent so much time in the corporate world working for Del Monte Foods, and then he also spent so much of his life as a car salesman for Valley Ford in Yakima, Washington. And he did not, I mean, he was good at both, he'll tell you that, but he's so much better as a Nikan consultant, being able to get people to think outside the box. Dr. Gary Lindner is the same way, getting us to think. And it's that brainwashing, that the business opportunity, being able to do what we did as a society 120 years ago, that was the norm, and we've shifted. Here's another one that was so, and Jeannie, you know our daughter Addie, and you'll get to see her again, and she's so funny. The mind of a 12-year-old. And we're standing at Walmart two nights ago, and we don't grocery shop as a family very often, but we got to here, to Coos Bay, Southern Oregon, and we decided we're just going to buy all the groceries for us and then our friends that are joining us. And as we ring it all up, the total came to $107. And that was for all of our meals that we're eating here. And here's a little note, folks, that when it comes to owning your own business, if the intent for those meals we're eating here is to introduce this couple to Nikan. And it's been an ongoing discussion. They're young. They've been married now, 2 years? I think so. No, October will be 2 years. Sorry. And but we're talking about wellness. She works for Nike. And that's a kind of a wellness company when it comes to taking care of your body. But I knew when I saw that amount and I saw the reaction on Addie's face, $107, she's like, wow, that we didn't get much for that $107. But in my mind, because I know I was taught when by all these great CPAs, you know, like Ron Barnes will teach us, and this is in the U.S. tax code, folks, it's there, that 100% of food items that we are purchasing for an in-home party or an in-home gathering, an in-home presentation, 100% write-off, 100% deduction. Now, if we eat out, that's only a 50% deduction. So here, I've got the two receipts right in front of me. One is for $107 for all those items at Walmart, and we bought a bunch of things for us to cook. And then yesterday's receipt at the local really, really good fish house, all fresh fish, that receipt is $97. But it's fresh fish. And that's what we chose. Both of those are a tax deduction, but one, the fresh fish one, the 97, is only 50% deduction. We did discuss Nikan. Yes. They are, you know, so it's an interesting thing that we get to do. So again, it's the business mindset. It's how we look at it. It's utilizing what's in the news. And Jeannie, I so appreciate you, your contribution to that. Lyle and Anne, you all three are wonderful. You're examples of what we get to be, humans being more and utilizing things like this. In the news cycle, it's a mindset. And if I haven't said that enough, it's a shifting. And I grew up with this. My parents always had businesses, so I was always watching them take their receipts and kind of hoard them, be careful, and they'd jot notes on it, and they'd throw it in a box. Now it's easier with a credit card statement, because when you get that statement, what Stacy does is just go through it really quick. Month and just do, oh, yep. All these different things that are because it's our business. And it really is fun. It really, really is
Vance,
fun because every, yeah, go ahead.
Vance, this is Renee from Michigan.
Good morning,
I have
Renee.
To admit, I'm multitasking at the moment. I'm actually looking through a magazine. And I like to cut out words for found poems, I call it. But anyways, I just turned the page, and there's an advertisement for organic sleep from $699. And it's like, oh, you know. And the article goes on to talk about all their features and benefits. But that's another way for us to be aware of what's in the news, what's in magazine articles, too, their advertisements. That we could be able to say, look, there's, you know, this article here from $700, and then compare it to our Nature Rest Fit.
And Renee, could you, by the way, the spoiler alert is what is the product that one would buy for $700 to get organic sleep? What is the product in this article?
It's called Avocado Green Mattress, and it says America's best rated certified organic mattresses are now affordable for everyone. Our mission is to be the most respected source for organic mattresses, pillows, and bedding while maintaining environmentally conscious, ethical, and sustainable business practices to help safeguard the health of people and the planet. Experience Avocado at your local experience center or online, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, oh, and people are going to look at that and say, I want organic sleep. I want. And then we can
interesting.
Just say,
so my mind being a little bit sarcastic, actually a lot, my mind automatically jumps to, is it made out of avocados? Probably not.
I know. Why is the name of the company Avocado Green Mattress? I don't know. So
you know.
Go
Renee,
ahead, Ann.
Advance, this is Elaine.
Elaine,
about,
thank you.
Talk about compliance.
That ad that you just read, Renee, did not tell us a thing.
You're right.
Organic what? What's it made of? Why does it right. help you? It just right. has words that make people feel happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
No one
say... Yeah, exactly. It does not say organic, what kind of material? Organic A?
It just keeps saying that word because people like that word.
Right, exactly.
And I just looked in, I just Googled it because I'm on my phone, and they go up to like $3,000. So,
wow.
Anyway, not to bash somebody here, but anyway.
No, that's,
you know, and I,
who was it? Truth both, in advertisement? Isn't that what you said, Vance?
Yeah, Tina. Again, Jeannie's the one that introduced me to that probably a year ago, and these are great articles. It does take a little bit of our time to make the shift away from the social media hubbub, which is not really much. That's why they call it social media, and actually take the time to read some of these things that are really beneficial. I'm not an avid reader of books. I quote books all the time, usually the covers, or I'll read a little bit about the author and I'll reference something. And we were talking about this yesterday because our friend Sumitra is a former teacher, the one I mentioned works at Nike. But the truth in advertising, and thank you, Elaine, for bringing this up, is that didn't tell us anything. The Nature Rest Fit, if we'll take a few minutes and read what's on the website, those bullet points, oh my goodness, they're phenomenal. And they're truthful statements, and all of us know that, because once we get on it, I creatively, because we don't have an extra one, and we didn't take the time in rushing out the door to strip ours off of our bed to bring it with us. We should have, we could have, but I had already packed the twin size because I'm selfish and my back is not in the best condition because I willingly chose 30 years ago to be foolish. And jump off of a 75-foot waterfall. That, by the way, if I could finish with this, I want to remind folks the principles of what John Livesay taught us a year and a half ago at the Master Day. Always remember, it's our story, like this avocado organic ad. It's not an article, that's an ad. And Elaine and what you ladies are pointing out, there's it's advertising, it's marketing. Follow the money, folks. But when we get to share our story, our journey with people, it always should come back to and being able to say and figure out a way, and Dave Rolfe did a beautiful job just saying, being able to say, well, years ago, I was dealing with this, and Nikan entered my life, and I made an investment in the Wellness Home Solutions. And our natural tendency is to gravitate towards one. Try to get away from that if possible. But getting away from that and going to, and I can honestly be able to sell to, for my story, is I invested a lot of money, I thought at the time, as a single person. But the results are I was able to sleep on my back again. I'm able to do things at 53 that I couldn't do at 23. I'm in better physical shape today. And even climbing on a big, massive root ball, a piece of driftwood, if I could call it that, but massive, that washed ashore, Stacy kept telling me, I said, can you please be careful? Please be careful. Please be careful. I said, I have no intent on falling. And I'm about 15 feet off the sand climbing up this big, gigantic dug fir root structure that's turned sideways. Because my body is in better physical shape because of everything that Nikan has blessed us with. But weaving that into our story, our journey is a great thing to do when we're talking about the news cycles. So, yes, thank you, Jeannie, for this addition. Advertisements catch people's attention, and that's what we do get to do in Nikan, being able to create stories that people will relate to. Create advertisements. The front of every label, by the way, if you didn't know this, the front of every label, cereal boxes are notorious for this. 99% of what's on the front of that label is not true. It's advertising. Why are all the sugar cereals at the eye height for kids? It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. And you're seeing this in the e-cigarette industry. Our wonderful government and politicians that we've elected it's now illegal. That one whole company is going out of business because they targeted teens who couldn't buy cigarettes because they're not old enough, but they could buy these. And the consequences to their physical body are even worse. And it took them a couple years to pull it off, but fortunately it happened. But again, they marketed, this whole industry marketed to get these kids hooked, get them addicted. So fortunately we don't have to go there. We have these solutions. So Nikan in the news, hopefully this was beneficial to you all. And if you have someone that you think, oh man, I wish they could have been on, SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. And you'll see the article or the little blog I wrote yesterday about Steve Prefontaine. And I'll finish with that quote. And because I just stood there and I was so moved I was familiar with the man and what he did in the track and field industry. But it simply says this: to give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift. And Google Steve Prefontaine, and that makes for an interesting, even just reading Wikipedia. Great, great individual. Unfortunately, his life was cut short in 1975, but to give anything less than your best is to sacrifice the gift. And there's a little memorial in downtown Coos Bay where we were yesterday. Look forward to having you join us next week again with Nancy Clyde, who will be our guest today. A whole lot less of Vance and a whole lot more of Nancy. And she's got a great story, unbelievable journey, and you won't be disappointed. So have a fantastic weekend, and thank you for tuning in to Saturday AM Live, everybody. And thank you to all of you who were bold. I can't repeat all of your names because there's too many of you, but thank you again.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.